We are not able to move on
to the 1346.
That was my request. If we can do that, Commissioner, do you have all the people you need for 1346?
We did. So do we have the BES team here for 1346? Why don't you come on forward?
Perfect. Good. If you wouldn't mind calling 1346, please, Carla.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for price agreements for construction services at the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, and associated pump stations for an estimated $6 million.
Commissioner Fish, would you like to also read 1347, or would you like to hold off on that?
Let me see.
We could also do 48.
They're totally different people.
Totally different. Very
so
good.
So I just have a brief introduction, and we're also
very good.
Paul
Commissioner
Sudo just stepped out to take a phone call. Should
that's
you
okay.
To grab him.
No, it'll take me a minute to tee it up, and then we'll get started. Mayor and colleagues, we're joined today by Aaron Lawler, who's an engineer with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and soon to be joined by Paul Sudo of the BES as well. This ordinance would authorize the city to obtain price agreements through a competitive process for small and medium-scale maintenance projects that are needed at the city's two treatment plants and nearly 100 pump stations. And by the way, if any of my colleagues would like a tour of a pump station of your choice, it's actually one of the coolest things in our capital inventory.
I think I already signed up, just waiting for my ride.
All right. The establishment of price agreements with the city's prime contractor development program will provide minority and women certified contractors an opportunity to gain experience while providing a model where the city's equity goals can be more predictably met or surpassed. These small to medium projects occur throughout the year and are required to provide reliable wastewater treatment service essential for protecting public health and our environment. And I would welcome again Paul and Aaron to walk us through the presentation. Aaron, are you going to do the PowerPoint?
I am.
Why don't you go ahead?
I guess we'll just jump right into it. Good afternoon. I'm Aaron Lawler, engineer with BES Wastewater Treatment Engineering Group. And Paul Sudo may join us shortly. He is the principal engineer now at BES. We are here today to talk to you about our ordinance request for a price agreement furnishing on-call construction services at Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, and the associated pump stations. As the name suggests, this will be for on-call construction services at Columbia Boulevard and Tryon Creek, which are pictured here. Columbia Boulevard is on the left. This is the city-owned and operated treatment plant with a capacity of 450 million gallons a day, and it is the largest wastewater treatment plant in Oregon. On the right here is Tryon Creek, which is located in Lake Oswego and operated by the city of Portland. We will also be using this contract to maintain our pump stations. The city of Portland operates nearly 100 pump stations throughout the city for pumping wastewater. Pictured here are two examples. Side note, the one on the left there is Alder Pump Station, which is currently under construction and looks completely different right now. That whole building is gone. This contract will be used to administer on-call construction services for improvements and maintenance. So BES's wastewater treatment and pumping facilities are aging and require ongoing rehab, repair, and modifications. We call that the RR&M program. We do this to maintain an adequate level of service for our ratepayers, our customers. The projects are typically, for our line of work, small to medium-sized projects. We're defining that as less than $750,000 in construction costs, and they are often requiring an accelerated schedule, and a lot of that cost is typically equipment and materials. The wastewater treatment engineering and pump station engineering group need to be able to deliver projects in efficiently and effectively, and this program enhances that ability. An on-call construction services price agreement would allow the engineering team to be more responsive and effective on smaller scope projects, improving the quality of service that the city provides the ratepayer. The photo here is one of our engineers at Columbia Boulevard observing the wet weather clarifiers, and those are some new scum skimmers that she put in. Through this program, we will be able to issue individual task orders to pre-selected contractors on an on-call construction services to efficiently and effectively deliver projects. The task orders will be $750,000 or less and issued to pre-selected contractors on a rotational basis. On this slide here, we have examples of some projects that would be good candidates for this. So the top picture there is the dry weather clarifiers at Tryon Creek. The components associated with that need to be replaced, and there's a short window of dry weather time that we're allowed to do that. The bottom picture is a typical valve vault at Tryon Creek. There were some safety hazards raised by staff there, and we needed to effectively mitigate those concerns quickly. And then the right there is the waste gas burners at Columbia Boulevard, which are 40 plus years old and need to be replaced. Again, some more projects that we are targeting or would have been good candidates for this type of delivery. We have hypochlorite lines on the bottom left that are leaking and need to be replaced quickly. This is the middle picture. There is a giant 42-inch flow meter at Columbia Boulevard, relatively small project. Can also do small pump stations for stormwater treatment and HVAC work as well. So project benefits. This program will improve our responsiveness and effectiveness for the engineering group to deliver smaller scope projects. The price agreement will allow engineering to bring contractors on board during the design phase, allowing for constructability reviews, which can allow for cost savings during design and construction. The task orders will be paid on a time and materials basis, which will allow for flexibility during construction if change conditions are encountered. And importantly, it will allow disadvantaged minority women-owned and emerging small business construction firms to build experience on typical wastewater treatment and pump station projects with the city. Because we will be advertising this to the sheltered market, the prime contractor development program. So the current budget estimated for this is $6 million. The invitation to bid will be sent to the prime contractor development programs, creating an opportunity for DMWESB contractors to gain experience with the city. It will be a competitively bid price agreement, and selection will be based on the low bids. The rates submitted in the bid forms will be the basis for the awarded task orders in the future. That's how the time and materials will be will be paid. Up to three contracts will be awarded at $2 million each. That's assuming that we get three responsive and responsible contractors. And the max task order amount has been set at $750,000, but it's believed that the majority of the task orders would be $500,000 or less. And again, the majority of that is equipment and material costs. And that is, this slide is just a summary of what I just went over. So we're here in front of you today with our recommendation to authorize the advertisement of an invitation to bid to the DMWESB market for on-call construction services price agreement at Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, and associated pump stations. And that's it for the presentation. I'll let Paul do opening remarks now.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. Paul Sudo, Interim Principal Engineer, BES. So I just wanted to say a couple of things on this, and that's basically that the on-call construction price agreements are a much-needed tool for BES staff to deliver our projects for the treatment plants and pump stations, and that it's been an effort that's been very thoughtful over the past few years. We started this a few years ago. We engaged utilities outside of the Portland area that have been doing this model for years. We also looked at similar processes within BES. to come up with this approach. And then we spent a lot of time working with our staff at Procurement Services and also the city attorney's office to come up with this process. So that's just wanted to put that to perspective. Thank you.
Thank you.
A question?
Commissioner Fritz.
So I understand the need to have on-call contracts, and that's what this does. I was struck in the presentation by the limit being $2 million, which is a lot of money for each contract. And I know that BES in particular has had great success in the past with, instead of doing low bid, with the construction manager, general contractor way of doing things. And so I'm wondering about putting this amount of money out in low bid when we might be able to do better on some of our other goals by the other method.
So we, at BES, we haven't done CMGC that often. It's been kind of a newer effort that we're looking into. We've typically done low bid. And most of the projects that we do low bid on, they're in that, $1 to $2 to even $3 million range, with the floor being closer to about $500,000. So this helps us with kind of our entry-level projects, which seems to marry well with the contractor development programs.
Yeah, and clearly the size of the budget and the kinds of projects are pervasive. I would invite you to talk to people in parks about some of the ways, even though it takes a little bit longer to do the CMGC, the Construction Manager General Contractor. We have found that it does provide more opportunities to bring in subcontractors to help with our emerging small business women, minorities numbers. So just something to think about for the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Any questions for the panel? Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes.
You guys can you can go cool your heels. You don't need to sit up here if you don't want.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Number one, I want to make it clear that when you call certain things reports, you do have the discretion to also have public communication. That is your discretion. So keep that in mind on the last resolution, because public does like to speak. Now, moving on with the issue, is that I want to make sure we have an emphasis on these type of jobs now that it is a Buy America requirement. And as you know, on the federal grants that you're beginning to review, the terms in the federal clauses are very clear that they want a FTA regulations Buy America requirement. And we need to follow those rules, especially when we're looking at the federal grants, which I didn't have the opportunity to speak on these other issues, which is a very important issue when you do have an accountant going over those type of clauses and terms and exactly what they're looking for, and to understand that when it does say that, you need to follow those terms, plain and simple. And if you don't, you are in violation. So again, I just want to make it very clear on these type of restoration type agreements, contracts, that they do understand it is Buy America requirement. And I would like to have more local companies obtaining this type of work. I think it's very beneficial to see the surrounding businesses have the opportunity to be funded for supplies, to keep their workers working, and to improve our local economy, which, as you can see on our net, on our financial budget, overall budget, that $1.6 billion scares me, and I am surprised you're still getting the AAA bond rating, to be honest, but, you know, that's just my opinion. I didn't get to speak on that and address those issues due to the fact, at your discretion, you don't want the public to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, and I will respond to your response. You're correct. It is at our discretion, and generally speaking, we do not take testimony on reports because we are requiring certain bodies to report back to us as the city council. And so typically we do not take public testimony on those items, but I hear your point.
It's at your discretion.
Yes, sir.
And when the public
request to have the opportunity, it would be
got it. Thank
reasonable
you. Could you please call items 1344 and 45 together?